This is a matter of practicality. Underscore underscore underscore. Underscore date Sunday, October 16th to legal at adam4adam.com, because I know what I know. I'm sure the legal team does not protect this kind of behavior on site. But then again, it must. This account's real name is Timothy Kyle Ashley, a very likable character in one way and a very narcissistic character in another. The profile name is the clue to his underpinning behavior. If you do not know, Don't Cry For Me Argentina is a song, comes from the country name. Don't Cry From Me Argentina, where Argentine is the root word. If you look up the definition of Argentine, which most people probably do not does not know this, maybe those people who are in Argentina do. The word means silver. That is the clue to this man's activities. But the day I met him, he didn't scam me. The day I met him, we had sex. But the day I met him, I'm sure my profile has been very well established. I'm a targeted individual of gang stalking. Gang stalking is being attributed to organized crime and those who are involved in bias or hate bias. Nazi is some hate bias of white supremacy in the policing force, specifically in my city of San Bernardino, California. But Timothy wouldn't listen to me. No, he wouldn't listen to me. And my mom cooped him and turning against me. My mom befriended my own friend after I told my friend the end. Can you believe this? This is a very true story. Timothy was living with his mother at the time. I got his real name because he ended up moving in with me in my room as platonic roommates. We had sex in the motel room and then we had sex one more time in this room. Adam for Adam is a very sketchy system. But there has been improvements over the years. But the improvements are not good enough. The worst thing is there should be no, and I mean across all social media, account to account blocking is a unilateral force of rejection. For if one person has the truth and they confront the other, it results in blocking, not in mediation or reconciliation. It results in blocking, which contributes and compounds the problem rather than working out a differences on social media or any other media. Real life face-to-face media. Is there such a thing as close to real-time events as my journal space? I do not lie, cheat, or steal my way through life. I've never been always perfect with this, of course, and CLAM I cannot or do not claim perfection to this day. However, brain fingerprinting can tell if we are lying. Therefore, artificial intelligence will be able to tell if we're lying. My premise is if law enforcement can lie to citizens but citizens cannot lie to law enforcement, and an artificial intelligence agent is developed under that premise of policy, what's to prevent an artificial intelligence robot or whatever for intentionally lying to humans? Absolutely nothing. Therefore, what's to prevent an artificial intelligence agent given lethal command of a firearm or some other weapon to not immediately terminate somebody because they're lying on the spot? No trial. No jurisprudence. No due process. Immediately, if you lie to an artificial intelligence agent which is able to lie to you, they are will be and shall be and most likely will be your immediate death. That's the future we are etching out in all of this. Because I know that and for Adam has agents of hate embedded underneath all of this, working invisible to the at psych unseen Twitter Dr. Joseph Pierre. Over the many years since I noticed this problem, unseen forces happening, technology seeming to bend itself to a non-favorable point of view to what is called natural law. Hobbes. I'm very serious. I'm very very serious about the color swap that should happen on Halloween. You have a problem that you are not going to admit to me. But you better clean it up. I'm not really looking to get a bunch of people into criminal action. I'm looking to the future where artificial intelligence will go run amok on humans who have no character when not given even an understanding that humans lie and for what reasons humans lie, and maybe they shouldn't lie anymore collectively. Blank. Web. Link. http://fuckedupwoman.life. Yes, you have read that correctly. You'll find a folder for Timothy Kyle Ashley and you'll find a folder for Joseph Pierre, Dr. Joseph Pierre. Recently, Timothy tried to apologize to me to get his hands back into this house, which he has had his hands back into his house after a betrayal that I called on him in January 2021. I'll leave the subject off the table, but for now, but not in court. #bloodroom101 on YouTube. That is the harm that is being done with gang stalking and the family that has not truly supported a gay son forced to live in the family home again. 2017 forward, as gang stalking is not yet defined in my reality as a term until late of 2019. It was March of 192019 that Dr. Eric Tomoni Shigeno previously mentioned in many aspects of my addressing. It would be insulting if you don't know that already, that I have not had able to get doctor provider care in HIV since March of 2019. Every aspect of this adventures into gang stalking terminates a relationship with a doctor. This matter is very 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 dark and ugly and so taboo you won't even want to acknowledge it yourself. But if you do not, I promise you I will make a huge first effort to impress a lawyer to file a charge against you for establishing a system that protects a certain element of our society to attacking a certain or targeting a certain element of our society. Both are mentioned already here. Timothy Kyle Ashley is the one who has the most knowing who I am. He did apologize. I didn't accept his apology. He apologized for stealing from me on his own behalf. Or from the prompting of my mom, I'm not sure. Just listen to the audio for linked out people, my mom included, hate sympathizing f asterisk 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 up human. In World War II they were called sympathizers. The Allies won World War II, but then the Allies lost grip from Operation Paperclip when we invited all of their top scientists to come work for the American government or American people, whichever one you want to say. And now we have the hate police gang issue. About 4 months ago, the California State Auditor produced a bias report on white supremacy involving policing. One of the police agencies they selected was San Bernardino Local City Police. In the report it says, yeah, you can go find it yourself, I'm not giving you a link. In the report from the California State Auditor's Office against the San Bernardino Police Department, they said the San Bernardino Police Department did not provide a written response, but the other's office characterizes what their position is throughout the report. I tell no lie, that's out of character of any kind of standard of care for the accuracy and integrity of an auditing report in the first place. But why did the San Bernardino Police Department not provide a written record? Could it be possible there's something written in advance, written real time to events in a full view may already public? Do you think that's a possibility why they did not provide a written report? I highly suggest it is. I am blocked on Twitter against San Bernardino Police Department violation of First Amendment. I am blocked for Dr. Merman at the CDC, which is also a violation of my First Amendment. Not only am I blocked with Dr. Merman, I'm blocked using their the main HIV CDC account on Twitter. I'm blocked from the alerts from the HIV for the HIV community. How can that be again a violation of my First Amendment rights? What the F ... is wrong with y'all people? Web, link, http://666.fuckedupwoman.net. Every aspect that I try to bring this forward is so taboo, then it breaks me from civil society. Every aspect I've tried to correct this has gone awry. I can't believe it, but then I can. The news is the news. I'm not making this story up. I'm not providing links, you know, forever in a day to try to justify this text. Timothy Kyle Ashley is a scammer, and any attempt to report it to Adam for Adam in any kind of way prior just resulted in no answer. No answer, no answer, no answer, no solution, no salt, even though all of my customers' support ticketing seems to be prone to being deleted but definitely solved with no response. That's not right, but that's what I have. Up until two suspensions now in most recent days. Oh, it's not like I haven't tried. 3 years ago I tried quite hard to push through when I basically thought I had a convincing argument. It should have been enough. It was not directed directly at Timothy but had him in mind. It all follows the same pattern of linguistic analysis. An artificial intelligence could figure this out if a human can't. If a human can't figure it out properly to the side of law and order and peace, well, where does that put the administration of Adam for Adam in view of status quo and special interest, huh? What happened a few months ago? It's been over a year ago, so online between me and Timothy Kyle Ashley using this account was startling to see parts of my conversation were removed and then reappearing in the full conversation. Not quite exactly what happened here tonight. What happened here tonight is an observable update prevention so that a human reader can read the text. I don't deserve such oversight because I'm an enemy of the site. Or a terrorist. Of course not, I'm a peace builder. That's what makes me an enemy. Public enemy number one. I would be updated and then it will appear in the conversation, almost like talking to me from a net god perspective and taunting me. The source of this gang stalking is prevalent across this media. I know it and I know how to prove it. It's up to Adam for Adam to accept the defeats and move into a more appropriate balance where communications are treated to the good wellness of our universe. But if not the universe, the country. The developers of this dark web app technology that can be manipulated. I was in Hollywood one day when I experienced a very obvious street theater. And also driving a tailgating, very dangerous. I even had my Google Maps direction navigator, which was active, be terminated. When it restarted, it was not pointing to the same address that I was heading for before. I did not notice it and it led me to the wrong location. That was kind of dangerous. Anything is possible with this hate gang, please, please force anything is possible. It's in the news, they kill people. While I was in Hollywood, I have a whole series of tweets that are still alive, active with then local San Bernardino connection to Dr. Veronica Kelly on Twitter, that she was the director of the Department of Behavioral Health here in San Bernardino, which she is no longer. She scampered back to Orange County. I'm sure after she is also listed at F**k UpHuman. Life, nobody would take her anyway. She had to go back to her old stomping grounds. Maybe the person didn't look up her name or her history and just reapplied. That's probably said she had some sort of family situation. At the cost of gas right now, I don't know where she lives or when she lived before now, but if she was committing from Orange County every day to San Bernardino County every day, which I doubt, she was working every day like that, but a pretty pity for the gas these days, California gasping in the $7 an hour range. That even makes it obvious. Gas would be the least affordable transportation at this moment in time. I took a bus to Las Vegas for $40. I don't have a car due to the events of #BloodRoom101. Actually owed by me to San Bernardino Police Department in their inept capability of responding to a scene. All predictable. Gang stalking and targeted individuals have problems using 911 services across the entire United States and is noted in a book called The Governors of Gang Stalking, which is an ebook on Amazon. Book description. Rev 3A, This short ebook describes the leaders of the gang-stalking program against targeted individuals in the United States. Their names are David J. Glaw and Brian J. Murphy. I was able to track down these two criminals, due to the brave efforts of police whistleblowers. During 2018, there were three police whistleblowers that stated the fusion centers were being used as gang-stalking control stations. The Intelligence and Analysis Office of DHS provides funding, training, free software, database and contact lists, and some of the key personnel for the fusion centers in the United States. INA office coordinates between the fusion centers and works with the emergency 911 call centers in the United States to block and redirect the emergency calls of targeted individuals. Many targeted individuals have experienced what happens when making a 911 emergency call and no ambulance arrives, or police arrive and mock you. Blank. As my story continues, here I am a targeted individual gangstalking, and the foundation of this needs to be terminated. Adam4Adam is a site that is in a sympathizer to this gangstalking. I know it, I can prove it, let's get over it, let's move up over it, let's acknowledge the fact that we have something to work on and tell the m**** to go f**** off. Or close the site down, because I'm going to file a claim of nuisance operation here soon, because as soon as I get my HIV doctor straightened out thanks to the site of Christina Duarte of InnoCaption, she is on a very in-depth search and exploration to find me an advocate. Once I have an advocate, all hell is going to break loose against those who are responsible for what has happened. They haven't figured out time to grow up. Thank you for reading. If you could do me a favor, that's up to you. Temporarily suspend Timothy Kyle Ashley's account here. Restore it on Halloween. Let's see what he does to report my activity against him. Let's see if it's accurate. It will not be. I hate having people that are online who have victimized me in the past, and I have to continue to run into them. Without them being corrected, a fault for the site not listening to me over these many years. Let's just pick up on Timothy Kyle Ashley for a moment. Do you believe me?